The No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Here to level with you. Look, I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. I'm just here to give it to you. Straight up, straight on. All the truth. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one. Anthony Fauci gets a hard beat down at the hands of a man he is desperately trying to convince about the dangers of COVID, the need to vaccinate. Number two. One of the top archbishops in the Catholic Church warning that we are threatened by Soros, Schwab, and Gates, and he's quite serious. And number three, the countdown is on. Will Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney, really go down the road in a blatant political prosecution of the former president, Donald Trump? Well, maybe it appears that way. We're all waiting to find out. There was some important testimony yesterday that could, in fact, derail all of that, but we'll see. We're going to start with a conversation that I had yesterday with Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz, the legal, you know, superstar. And we discussed in great detail what's going on with Donald Trump. He says this is Russian KGB-type tactics. Take out your political opponent by using the weight of the law. Bite number nine with Alan Dershowitz. Bite nine. Go.
And if you target somebody, and then you figure out if you can find a crime against them. It's Stalin and Lavrenti Beria, the head of the KGB, who said to Stalin, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. That's not the American way.
Well, and here's the problem, Professor. We've been shown the man. They've tried to find the crime and show us the crime over and over again. Russian hacking, the dossier. They impeached him after he left office, which is not what the impeachment is about in the Constitution of the United States, the way I read the document. And so we've shown them the man. They can't find the crime, sir. That's the problem.
That's right. It's different from Al Capone. Al Capone, they were searching for a crime because they knew they couldn't get him on murder. So they indicted him for income tax violation. But he really did violate income tax laws. He didn't report his illegal earnings. Not in this case. In this case, they have searched, they have worked, they have dug, and they produced a mouse named Mickey. It's a Mickey Mouse prosecution, and it's just not worthy of America. It's not a righteous prosecution. It will form a terrible precedent. I guarantee you that future presidential candidates will be targeted as well. And remember, the big sin here is not going after a former president. That's big enough as a sin. It's going after a man who's now running against the incumbent to be president. And in order to prosecute somebody like that, if you're from the opposing party, you better have a videotape, you better have a confession, you better have better witnesses than Cohen and Stormy Daniels and some of the other people who are going to be testifying against him.
Now, what they're doing here, sir, they're using the weight of the law to destroy their number one political opponent. That's what they're doing, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. And every civil libertarian should be opposed to it. But most people on the left, the woke people who have no longer a status as civil libertarians, they only care about woke and progressive culture, are cheering this on. They're cheering this on. They're forgetting the history. They're forgetting McCarthyism. They're forgetting that in the Deep South, when I was working as a civil rights supporter, they used to go after civil rights activists, find anything they could, any little technical violation, and throw them in jail. They did that to Martin Luther King. They did that to so many others. And we civil libertarians strongly opposed it. Today, some of these same people are strongly favorable to targeting Donald Trump in the way the civil rights workers were targeted in the 1950s and 60s.
How did we get here? A serious question. How do we get it? Because from the time you were a young man and a young attorney, you believed in the freedom of speech. You believed in the discourse, the vigorous discourse and different ideas. Your ideas were supposed to win. But today, the liberals, if you will, the new liberals, want to silence anybody that doesn't agree with them. If you don't pass the litmus test, you're silenced, you're deplatformed, you're canceled. And then you attack political opponents using the full weight of the state's machinery to grind people up and destroy them. This is not America, right?
No. Glad you used the term old liberal. I'm a liberal. I never changed my liberalism. I believe what I believed in the 1950s when I fought McCarthyism. I believe what I believed in the 60s and 70s when I defended people who are Vietnam protesters. But the world has changed around me, and there are not too many Democrats who are left standing as genuine, true civil libertarians who will defend the rights of people they vote against. I vote against Trump, but I defend his rights under the Constitution. And I defend my own rights. I want to have the right to vote against him for the third time. And you should have the right, or anybody else, to vote for him for the third time. That's every American's right. And no district attorney should be able to take it away by making up a false crime. That's what's going on here. This is the most serious breach of law by a prosecutor in the 60 years that I've been practicing criminal law.
Unbelievable. 60 years he's been practicing and is shocked by what he is seeing. Jim Jordan, Mike McCall, Republicans, and others slamming the media, CNN specifically, for trying to manufacture a case against Trump in the media. We're going to jump to bite number 12. I want you to hear this. Bite 12. Go.
And then what changed? President Trump announces he's running for president, and shazam, we're gonna some bookkeeping error from 7 years ago is misdemeanor is now what they're going after. So it makes absolutely no sense.
But you don't know what the charges are against the former.
No, we're going on what you guys have told us. Yeah. I mean, that's all been reported.
But aren't you jumping to conclusions? I mean, he may have broken the law. Does that concern you?
We don't think President Trump broke the law at all.
It's a misdemeanor, so it's not really the crime of the century either. But yeah, this thing is going to be, it's going to have political taint to it, any way you spin it.
I mean, but it's allegedly falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment. Does that concern you, the potential?
I mean, if a crime was committed, that would concern me. I think the law, it's not, you don't break the law. That needs to be enforced.
Yeah. It is just, it's a travesty. If they pursue this, it is a travesty as near as I can be. Now, Ron DeSantis didn't miss a chance for a drive-by, getting a swipe at Donald Trump and the Manhattan DA. Bite 3 with Ron DeSantis. Listen to this, bite 3.
But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong.
There you go. Gets a shot in and the drive-by. We'll see if this is going to happen today. I think that the testimony yesterday from Costello could change this. Bob Costello testifying to the grand jury that Michael Cohen's a serial liar. Costello was the former legal advisor to the ex-Trump attorney Michael Cohen, a graduate of the law school in Lansing, Michigan. Yeah, he is. Lansing, Michigan. That's where Michael Cohen went to law school, if you didn't know. Yeah. Cooley Law School, Lansing, Michigan. Michael Cohen, proud graduate. Shameful, really. Still to come, Daniel Gerstein works at RAND, adjunct professor, American University, building health security into national security. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I have always been a I can do it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were knee do. The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself. But then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me, let me do it. Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay, which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, It's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask. From disabilitycampaign.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.